Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast, where we talk about video games because we don't sell them at the moment, anyway. This week, what do we got? I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It's October 9th, so let's get going. On the PC, PSN, and Xbox Live Arcade front, Konami is releasing a new Rocket Knight Adventures game. It's a remake. It's 2.5D. Should be pretty fancy. It's an update of the Sega Genesis game you may or may not remember, but it is getting a lot of good buzz, and I'm very curious. Online retailers are now selling a faux Portal shirt based on the game from the Orange Box. One shirt is blue, one is orange, and they have tiny cameras, wireless connectivity, and LCD screens. They're $100 a shirt, and what you see in one comes from a camera in the other. It's a pretty clever idea. So, what can you guys download this week? On the Wii, this is actually pretty exciting. On the virtual console service, you can download the original NES Final Fantasy for $5. There's also a WiiWare game called Word Searcher, which is not the original Final Fantasy, which maybe you don't care, but yeah, I do. Also, new Super Mario Bros. Wii. It's the new two-dimensional, four-player, hop-in, hop-out multiplayer game. Should be very exciting. It's still coming out in November, and it's confirmed that we're going to see the return of the underused Koopalings, which first debuted in Super Mario Bros. 3 many, many, many moons ago. On the Nintendo DSi this week, you can download Thorium Wars. On Xbox 360, there's South Park Let's Go Tower Defense Play, and from LucasArts, Lucidity. On the PSP, there's supposedly other new stuff too, but what I saw listed included NBA 10 The Inside and NBA Live 10. The PS1 game Pandemonium is also available. It's also on the PlayStation 3, along with the new game Critter Crunch. And that's your downloadable roundup this week. I also got a look at both Bust a Move and Bubble Bobble, which I mentioned previously on the show, from Taito. They're both excellent conversions of the original arcade games. There's remix modes, enhanced graphics, all that stuff. The new levels on Bubble Bobble are actually kind of difficult, which I did not expect, because you can walk up slopes now at 45-degree angles, and your bubbles will also shoot at 45-degree angles, and it makes it hard to hit enemies that are parallel to you and not sort of at an angle. So it's kind of difficult, but it's a lot of fun. There's a four-player multiplayer mode. I haven't tried it yet. I'm still going through these, so this is kind of not even a review so much as first impressions, but I'm having a good time with both, even though they're $10 each. Bust a Move is still a lot of fun if you like Zuma and those kind of games, and Bubble Bobble is, of course, a legendary game, which I would say a lot of us grew up playing on the NES on some form or another, and some of us played on NES emulators, depending on the era. So yeah, good times. New at Entertainment Earth. This week at Entertainment Earth, we've had lots and lots and lots and lots of new items, including the exciting anime statues. You like anime too, right? Statistics say that you might. With free shipping, you might be interested in such items as not only some anime statues, but Donkey Kong Jenga, the Air Gear Ringo Noya Mono Masked Hentai statue, the Evangelion 2.0 Asuka Langley in Plug Suit statue, or the Ikki Tusen Ryomu Shime, an apron statue. She's got an apron. What's not to like? If it's in stock and your order totals $99 or more and you live in the USA, your shipping may be free. Check site for qualifications. Exciting. Free shipping is back at Entertainment Earth. That's really all we've got this week. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And I will see you all next time. Don't forget to follow our blog at blog.entertainmentearth.com or to follow us on Twitter for great deals, special offers, and other exciting product announcements at twitter.com/enterth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H.